From almost the beginning of when the church was able to ponder theology after it was legalized by Constantine, the idea of how could the Lord God, Jesus Christ, take human flesh to himself forever, and still, if every person who has ever lived has been handed down original sin from Adam and Eve, you see in this story, from in some mysterious way of our sin in the past, how could God take a sinful body, inherited as we all have? And this was the question. What did Mary, who is Jesus? Is he fully God and fully human, or is the divine have somehow separated, you know, like a wall between her human flesh and his divinity? So it was really a debate about how this could be possible, that they are integrated. And after the two natures of Christ were established as being one person and not two separate individual natures, the idea of how could Mary be not have transmitted this to her, and that's the Genesis that was debated for many centuries, believed in since almost the beginning, but how this happened took time to develop. This dogma was preceded and followed by two very important Marian apparitions, which confirmed from heaven that this was, in fact, the will of God. The first was the miraculous medal, which we celebrated about 2 weeks ago. It's not an official, it's not a universal memorial, but it's one that I remember, I've been to that place. But it in this particular apparition, St. Mary, since St. Catherine Labouré, was called out of her sleep by an angel, and she thought it was a dream, and the angel said, come with me. And so she came. Mary is waiting to see you. Well, she thought it was some kind of an odd dream, and she came out and found Mary seated in a chair, and you can still find this chair. I don't know of any other vision where Mary was seated in a chair. So, and there were a series of visions, which I won't go into. But Mary asked that what is colloquially called the miraculous medal, Mary never called it that, has on it, among many other things, Mary opened her hands, and you can see the rays coming out. One interesting comment she made was, St. Catherine asked her, what were the diamonds falling from her hands? And she said, those are all the graces nobody asked for. So, let's try asking, be a little more bold with our questions for God, you know? That's one I remember. But she also held out her hand. She said, this is what I want on the medal. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. I wear one. I know many of you wear one. It came 50 years or so before the dogma was promulgated, and that apparition helped the church to go over the hurdle of actually making that a dogma. Then some years later, not very much later, about 3-4 years later, St. Bernadette at Lourdes had her series of apparitions, and toward the end, the local parish priest, who was very skeptical, as I would have been, it's our job to be skeptical of these sorts of things. And so the parish priest, this girl with not even a third grade education that lived, at that time they lived in an old jail, you know, they were so poor, she was so uneducated. This is the kind of person Mary picked deliberately, Bernadette was, he said, well, ask this lady what her name is. Mary, I think Bernadette must have assumed it was Mary, but Mary never said it was. And so she said to Our Lady, in obedience, she said, I've been asked to ask you what your name is. And Mary spread out her hands, and again, you have the rays, and you can see this in most of the Lourdes statues. You'll find her with, she was described by Bernadette as having a yellow rosary in her hand, a yellow cincture type thing around her waist, and yellow bare feet with two yellow roses between their toes. Isn't that interesting? And she said, her name, she said, was, I am the Immaculate Conception. So again, heaven confirmed the that this dogma that the church worked out for many centuries, it was valid. And to make it very simple, and what Mary was preserved from original sin by virtue of him whom she was going to carry. He saved her in advance, in a sense, because there's no time with God. God sees our whole path of human history and took that which would happen through her, yes, in her womb, and applied it to her before he was born to preserve her and especially Jesus from original sin. So what we come back to in every one of these Marian masses or dogmas is they lead inevitably to Jesus. If somebody asks us, oh, this is not in the Bible, why do Catholics believe this? Well, what do you believe about Jesus? If she wasn't preserved from original sin, then either Jesus was inherited sin like the rest of us, or there were two people inside of Jesus, walled off one from the other. You can't get away from it. This has to be true. Otherwise, the whole nature of Christ is not true. So, having said that, you know, our Lord said to John, he said, well, you know, John said the world itself couldn't hold the books. And Jesus said, you know, there are many things you cannot understand now. You will understand them later, he said at the Ascension. And that was actually in, Luke. And so he left it for the church to work out all the details of our salvation. And the Holy Spirit has been working now through the centuries. This is one of my favorite solemnities of Mary, not only because it's the patronal saint memorial or solemnity of the United States, so we're praying today for our country that needs it so badly, but also that just as Mary, none of us were preserved from original sin, but all of us are destined to be washed clean of all of our sins and the ability to sin voluntarily removed from us in heaven forever. That's like a pretty good deal to me. I'd like to have it now, but we have to struggle. But we have a mother in heaven, Mary, who will pray for us on our own journey, and we can always pray what the angel said, echoing this entire journey, hail, full of grace, meaning she was absolutely full of the grace of the Holy Spirit, implying right there that she was free of original sin. So that's a windy way of saying we are grateful to our Lord who has done so much to save us and given this poor girl who did not deserve it, Mary, the graces for all of us. She was raised to a high place, not of her own accord, but simply for the sake of us all and for her son. And for that, we are very grateful.